Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now. That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Again.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a bag of plans. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
All right. Let's go ahead and get started. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? Welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, June the 23rd of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we've got another important topic for you today. Really, this is part two of the show that I did last night for my Clarinomics team. So I figured I would just do the part two tonight on the Blog Talk channel if the sound would cooperate today. So that way the people that don't have access to the Clarinomics Temple Building Program will also be able to get a piece of the puzzle, if you will. Today we want to talk about what we started off talking about last night. And last night we were talking about how the body is a container for the spirit. So today we want to continue along that theme, along that thought. And today we want to really focus on, or really think about, or really talk about, if you will, this ideal. And the ideal is the fact that the spirit is in the body. And so how do we master this spirit while we are inside of this body? Many people would seek to alleviate the body and just live in the spirit, or to alleviate the spirit and just live in the body. But since we don't have that option, and the scripture also talks about this as well, when we look at Matthew chapter 13, Matthew 13:13, and it says, "This is why I speak to them in parables, that seeing they do not see, though hearing they do not hear or understand." Verse 14, Matthew chapter 13, verse 14. "In them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled. You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For the people's heart had grown callous. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and turn away, and I would heal them." So as I was talking about last night, many of us, we have ears, but we can't hear. We have eyes, but we can't see. We have a tongue, but we can't taste. We have a nose, but we can't smell. We have hands, but we can't touch. The spirit realm is the realm that is devoid of the five senses. And so what Yahushua is saying is that he spoke in parables. There's another scripture that said that he only spoke in parables. And so if we don't understand what that means that he only spoke in the spirit. The body is a container for the spirit. So we have to learn how to master the spirit realm while inhabiting the physical realm. It's this ability to master the spirit realm, and I get into this in more specifics in the Clarinomics Life Optimization class, but I want to give you a couple of nuggets because it's very important that we all learn how to strengthen the spiritual body. And so we strengthen the spiritual body the same way that we strengthen the physical body. And it's interesting because when I say spiritual body, and if you ask many people what the spiritual or the plasma or the scalar conscious is, you get a lot of different answers. But at the core, at the base, the spirit man or the spirit body is consciousness, is this awareness, is this ability to perceive without the use of the five senses. So as I talked about on last night's show, it's the ability to hear without hearing. And the way that you prove it to yourself is to talk to yourself without moving your mouth. It's like when you're at school and they say to read to yourself, and you sit there and you start reading, and you can actually hear your voice without, first of all, you can make the sound without moving the voice or moving the mouth. Second, you can hear yourself without using your physical ears. This all done, it's all done internally. So the question is, whatever that voice you are hearing, whatever that ear you are using, whatever that smell you are smelling, all of this, all of your five senses you also have internally. So you have the internal senses, that spirit. But we don't use it very often. When we was a kid, we called it our imagination. Excuse me. And our imagination is not very active when we become adults. So this imagination is a part of the spirit realm. But why or how do people say one thing and do another? There's a lot of people who say one thing with their mouth, but they do another thing with their behavior or with their hands. And so the reason that many people do one thing and say another is very important. Because a lot of people do. And the reason that they do is because their spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So people say things with good intentions or with their spirit, but their container, again, is stronger than their spirit. So we need to build up our spiritual containers to be equivalent to or to match our physical containers, preferably to actually be stronger. Now, what's interesting to me is the new understanding of the human body. Because the human body, if we look at it from a scientific perspective, plasma is created by basically heating things up or cooling things out, cooling them down. Plasma is when you subject something to an electromagnetic field or frequency. Plasma is just the increase or the decrease of the number of electrons or ions that are either positively or negatively charged. So when we think about this, the human body is a biological, electrical, chemical, ionized system. It is the ionization. You ever see salt? And on the cover of salt, It says ionized salt. It is this ionization process. This process generates, if you want to use that word, something that's really already there. It is a hidden alchemical process that creates an internal friction, for lack of a better term. That's called plasma. So plasma, and plasma, which is the fifth element, it's the new physics, if you will. That's consciousness. That's quantum. That's Christ. That's Christ. That's what I've been talking about for the last 20 years. What does that mean? That means that you need to build your plasma body. You need to build your spiritual body. You need to build your aura. You need to build your chi. You need to build your prana. You need to build your light body. You need an abundance of energy to build your chi, your prana, your light body, your plasma. Now, the way that we do that, brothers and sisters, is the same way that we build our physical bodies. We conserve our energy and focus it on a specific task. That's plasma physics. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, because I want to break this down to a simplistic form so that way we can simulate it. So plasma is not generally, or it's not something that is solid, even though it contains particles. So it is this infusion, if you will. It is something that is the result of applied what they call electromagnetic forces. So we've got electricity, we've got magnetism, and when those two are applied together, it produces a third field. Now, this is called the God source or the God particle or the God field. There's a lot of different names for it, especially when we start talking about scalar waves and scalar technology, tachyon energy. All of these are different names of different stages of an alchemical process. So what am I saying? All I'm saying is that we have to direct more energy towards expanding our consciousness. This is how you build up your chi or your prana. We have to meditate. We have to pray. We have to steal away. Now, I like the way Yahushua did it in the Bible. Every time Yahushua did a miracle, or every time Christ did something, you know, or whenever they was trying to, when they was trying to snatch him up, they was trying to kill him, he always would slip away or steal away into the crowds. And so he always went, they said he got into the ship and he went over to the other side. I remember at the Garden of Gethsemane when he came back and he went somewhere. Where'd he go? He left and he told them, hey, you guys hang out here, pray. Can you tarry at least for 1 hour? He came back. They was all sleeping. See, Yahushua would always go somewhere in private to replenish, to repair, to rebuild, to pray, to meditate, to ponder, to think. How much time do you spend alone? So right now I'm sitting here, I'm alone. In fact, most of the day, especially when the kids are in school, I'm alone. My wife is at work. I'm here alone. Unless I'm doing a one-on-one with somebody, but I'm still alone. But I'm speaking to somebody through technology. But I spend most of my time alone. And when I'm alone, my thoughts, I'm not speaking like I am right now. But I'm speaking to myself. That's building your spiritual chi, excuse me, your spiritual prana, your spiritual aura, your plasma light body, your scalar technology. Now, scalar technology and scalar weaponry, that's another study for another time, but basically it is a biofield toroidal or donut. And I have a tower book that breaks this down called Taurus, the Torah, and a toroidal field. Now, a Torah and Taurus, T-O-R, O-S. It is the energetic field, the way that the earth produces. The earth produces a field from its core, and it goes out and it goes around and it goes back into the bottom of the earth, like a donut. That is one of the, if not the most powerful, longitudinal wave form. It's called a transverse wave of electromagnetism. You can produce unlimited energy if you understand how to produce the electromagnetism inside of a scalar wave. Now, unfortunately, that's the most destructive wave on the planet as well. You could kill somebody if you don't know what you're doing. Because, see, scalar waves are different than any other type of wave. Now, this is part of what they call the frequency healing and all of the Qigong stuff that goes on. So most people really don't understand that scalar technology is really vital technology. And I say technology because it's a spiritual technology. It's not a tool. Scalar technology is what I'm doing right now. Scalar technology is what you're doing if you're using your brain. What is it? It is the ability to take your emotional or your mental waves and cause them to be directed at a specific thing. That causes an overlay and an amplification effect. It's called a biofield. Now, without getting into the science of it, where, you know, we're getting all metaphysical and all deep, simply, scalar technology travels faster than the speed of light. It can transcend space, time, and mass. It is the only way that the molecular structure of water can be reordered or restructured. Now, there's a YouTube video where water is going down straight. A guy introduced sound or scalar, and the water turns. It's on YouTube. You got to check it out. Craziest things to slice bread. And then the water turns again. And like in the middle of the thin air, the water is dropping straight down, and then it stops, and it makes a 90-degree turn. It's not hitting nothing. It's hitting sound. Thought, you have that ability to do that too. You could change the molecular structure of your body, like they put in the movie Split. Now, I've been saying this for 20 years. I'm glad that it's in the Hollywood movie. Maybe people will start believing now. You can do that right now. The only reason that you don't do it is that you don't believe that you can do it. Why? They don't want you to know. If you really knew, like if I told you what I believe, like I tell you guys all the time, y'all probably wouldn't be my friend anymore. Because I believe some crazy stuff. Because I got the science to back up the crazy stuff. So until it comes out in movies, until it comes out in books and tapes, so that way you guys can have reference materials, then I can start teaching a little bit more of it. But for today's message, why and how do people say one thing and do another thing? Because their body and their mind or their spirit excuse me, is not on the same page. So I am here humbly requesting that you strengthen your spiritual body the same way you strengthen your physical body. Now, we strengthen our physical body by giving it attention. Now, women, how much attention did you give to your body this morning when you got ready to go to work? Go to school. I like to pick on women because women... Men, we get up, we brush our teeth. If you like me, I ain't got no hair, so I ain't got nothing to comb. I jump in the shower, brush my teeth, I'm ready to go. Women, man, they got makeup, they got to do their hair, they got to put on perfume, they got to put on lotion, they got to grease up, all this stuff. Y'all got a lot of stuff to do. Then y'all dress and, you know, you put on, all, you got, you know, stockings and that corset, stomach flattened crap, and you got to put your bra on and all. Y'all got a lot of stuff to do. So it takes a lot to be a woman. So we give a lot of attention to our bodies. Then we eat. Then we exercise. Then we shower. Women, y'all go get your hair and nails done. Now that I hear dudes do that now. They got places where men can go get their hair. I'm sorry, not their hair. Their nails and their feet done. I've seen professional athletes getting pedicures. What the? Now, that's supposedly, I'm not down like that, but I hear that's cool now. Men getting manicures and pedicures. Men getting their eyebrows done. I've seen dudes getting their eyebrows done. We spend, do you know how much time you spend on yourself in an average day? Like, I would like for you to write that down. I would like for you to do an experiment. Just humor me for a moment. How much time do you spend in an average day on yourself? Or, now, if you got children, women, how much time do you spend on yourself and your children? Cooking, cleaning, washing, nurturing, you know, disciplining, teaching. How much time do you spend in a day taking care of yourself and your children? And then let's say you got an elderly mate or an elderly parent that you got to, you know, that for whatever reason that they need assistance. How much time you spend taking care of them? Now, after you add up all the time that you spend taking care of your physical needs, how much time you got left to take care of your spiritual needs? Do you see the problem? We are all spiritual babies. That's what we call baby Hueys. That's why I'm a Hebrew 6'1 Negro. Now, I've been saying this since I started doing this crap 20 years ago, when people didn't even know what the hell, but most people didn't know Hebrew 6'1 existed. So I only do Hebrew 6'1. Because it says, let us go on to maturity. Let us go on to perfection. There's a bunch of baby Christians. There's a bunch of baby spiritual dudes and dudettes. We are all spiritual infants. And so we have to grow. We got to exercise. We got to master the spiritual realm. Because when we die, that's where we're going to go back to. That's the whole purpose of being down here on the planet, is to master the spirit realm while in the face of physical opposition. So you can learn how to fight. This is your proving ground. This is your testing ground. You got to learn how to fight spiritually. And so the Father put you inside of a dirt suit or a dark suit that it talks about in Jude 6. You are chained in darkness. It's called melanin or carbon 666, carbon 7, carbon 14, and carbon 21. You are in triple darkness, homie. Triple carbon. Have you ever researched the difference of carbon? You know why they put carbonite on the space shuttle, the inner in and out of the Earth's atmosphere. You know, carbon is one of the most indestructible things on this planet, and you are in it. So it's no wonder that your spirit man cannot communicate with the spirit God, because there's something that is interfering. It's called a lumiferance gene. Luma means Lucifer. Ference means interference. It's interference. And now, this is not by accident. Set up on purpose. You are a spirit inside of a container. This is a place that traps light beings. You are a trapped light being. You think your spirit man is happy? Do you know that everything on this planet your spirit hates? Do you think that your brain is an asset? You think your body is a gift? Man, this is the worst environment for spirits. Spirits are like the wind. They used to going out and being free. Your body, you're in a cage, homie. You're trapped. Your spirit is like, what is this? Your spirit is used to just going. Your spirit is like the wind. And now your spirit can only express itself through, you know, it can't use your five senses. Spirit doesn't even have a way to express itself. Your spirit only has its sixth sense. How much time you spend in your intuition? How much? How much time do you spend in your imagination? How much time do you spend in your inspiration? How much time do you spend in enthusiasm? How much time do you spend in love? How much time do you spend in joy? Let me say this again. How much time do you spend in love? How much? So if you're not in love, now remember, the only way to be something is to be something. The only way to exist is to be. So the only way that you can have love is to be in love. So let me get this right. So you love everybody, but you're not in love. How can you be some? Now remember, according to the universal spiritual law, like attracts like. So if you're not in love, but you say you're saved, but you're not in love. But you say you're saved. But God is love. Now God didn't create love. God is love. But you say you are, you say you love God who you have not seen, but you're not in love with no man or no woman whom you see every day. Now this is the predicament I have. I talk to Cretans all day, and they tell me, now they turn over a chair on Sunday, and then they'll curse your ass out on Monday. But they claim they love God, whom they have not seen. But they hate a lot of folk. Now I got a problem with that, because see, God is love. He didn't create it. Love is not something, people tell me love is something that you do, blah, 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 blah. I got a problem with that. Because, as I said last night, and I want you to practice, see, do this for yourself. Pick up a piece of paper, read it, and don't use your mouth. How can you read to yourself without using your vocal cords? Because your vocal cords are a distraction. How can you see without your eyes? How can you love without a thing? See, people think love is outside. You got to have an object to put your love on. That's not love, brother. Love is an interior. Love is just like reading to yourself. Love is the ability to exercise self-consciousness of yourself. That's love. Love is the awareness of the self. Love is the awareness that I don't need no outside stimulation to give me no damn inside revelation. That ain't love. Love is the ability. Now, it can be externalized. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that we put too much emphasis on the external nature of love instead of the internal makeup of love. Meaning, how you gonna love somebody else if you can't even love yourself? People run. Put somebody in the room by themselves. Watch them. They go crazy. I used to be that guy. I used to hate being by myself. Now, man, put me in a hotel room. Now, I might need my laptop and an internet connection. But even if I don't have that, at least give me a pen and paper so I can write down all the revelations that I'm getting downloaded. Put me in a room by myself, homie. I'm good. For days, weeks, months. I want you every once in a while. I'm great. So what does that mean, though? That simply means, brothers, that the Bible says to know no man by the flesh. See, man looks on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. It's interesting because when we think about spiritual power, we think about destruction, we think about tornadoes. Everybody thinks external. Nobody thinks internal. Spiritual power to me is internal. So we have to build our spiritual man. We have to build our spiritual power. We got to activate our spiritual plasma light bodies, the Merkaba, if you want to get, you know, mystical and all fancy. We got to activate that. Now, there's people say that you got to do different things. You know, stand on your head, scratch your back, get these yoga positions and, you know, do these mantras and these breathing techniques. I guess you could do all that stuff. I'm not saying nothing against, I can't knock nobody's, you know, what works for somebody. I didn't try, so I don't know. I just know what works for me. I just know what worked for Yahushua. I just know what worked for the Essenes. You ever read the book of the Essenes? Them suckers went down to the water. They said that they went out and their earthly mother, they just hung out by the water in the sun. That was it. They got into the spirit. They built their spiritual man or their spiritual woman. Now, what's interesting is how to live in the spirit realm and how to master the spirit realm. The way that you live, the Bible tells us now, if you walk in the spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in the spirit or walk by. Some of the scripture says walk by the spirit. So if I walk by the spirit, I will not gratify the lust or the desires of the flesh. Why? Galatians 5:17. For the flesh craves what is contrary to the spirit, and the spirit craves What is contrary to the flesh? They are opposed to one another. So you got a predicament. So every day, I got the same predicament you got. Now, everything that you do in the flesh is an indication of what you should do in the spirit. Now, I've been saying this for a long time. I'm on the first time I said it, I got a lot of flack about 15 years ago. So let me say that again. Every physical urge is an indication of a spiritual need. Let me say that again. Try to find that on Google. Every spiritual or every physical urge. So you wake up, you got a urge, you got a desire for food. That's your spirit saying it has a desire for food. But you go feed your physical body and you don't feed your spiritual body. So you got a desire for sex. So you get up and you call, hey, baby, you're looking good this morning. You go start rubbing on the wife, your girlfriend, or you go call your boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. You know, y'all get together and y'all knock the boots. And that's not what we're supposed to be doing. If you got a desire for physical sex, that is a bell. Your spirit man is screaming for spiritual intercourse, spiritual intimacy, private, productive with you and the Father. You're supposed to have spiritual intercourse, but we don't. Anybody when you get horny, anybody go pray? Yeah, I ain't seen that taught nowhere. Yeah, try that one out. Try to redirect physical energy into a spiritual activity. You want to blow your anybody want to blow their cookies? Do that for one day. One day, that's it. One day. Now I did it for 30 days, and man, I saw something. It scared me. I'm gonna be honest with you. I've never done it again. I passed out too. You got those stories. I did a fast, you know, just juice fast, just orange juice only. I was trying to get to 40, but I didn't make it. I could close my eyes. I would open up my eyes, and I was in a cloud. I wish I was making this up. I cried every day. My kids thought something was wrong with me. I was so sensitive. The wind, you could let this. You could walk to me and say, you could blow me. I just started crying. I don't know why. I was overwhelmed with emotion. I was in touch with something I don't know. All I know is that I had carpet burn on my forehead and on my nose because I kept pressing my face in the carpet. It was like I was in the presence of something I can't put into the English language. I don't think I would do it again because I had heart palpitations. I was afraid. I think that's why we can't see spirit beings, because we were just froke the hell out, because we ain't never seen them before. I saw shizness that it scared the dog out of me. I'm just saying, I don't know what was going on. So I never tried that since. But now that I'm adult now, I'm like, what was I scared of? Why? It's crazy how I was in the presence of something. I knew it was benevolent. I knew it was like, it's like I was in the presence of greatness. I was in the presence of royalty. It just, only thing I could think about was like, I just saw, like I was at the feet of the king. And I just, only thing I could do was just kneel down. And no matter how low I got, my brain kept telling me, lower, lower. And that's why I kept pressing my face up against the floor, because I was in the presence of the king. Now, I don't know. Everybody has different experiences. They say, you know, you do ayahuasca. You know, you take some shrooms. Supposedly, you do enough crystal meth. You know, you can have these out-of-body religious experiences. You know, I don't know. I didn't do that. I don't know about that. I can't speak on that. I'm just saying, every time that I was in a spiritual place where I don't care what you could say. I don't care what you did. My kids loved it. They were like, Dad, we like it when you spiritual, dude. Because we can do anything. You just a nice, loving. You just love on us. You told us you love us all the time. We was, you know, you was taking us places. You know, for the only thing we think was your ass was praying all the time. But other than that, man, you was a cool dude. We like you better when you in the spirit. versus when you're in the flesh. When you're in the flesh, you're this egotistical, arrogant, cocky, I'm king of the jungle, you know, get your ass over here because I said so. You want to punch us in the chest and throw us around. But when you're in the spirit, something different. I remember when I was in New Mexico, this girl, my first wife's best friend, came up to me and she told me, "I'm gonna tell you something. I don't know you." And she didn't really know me. She knew this is my wife's friend. This is my first marriage. She said, I don't know what you got to do, but whatever you have to do, you should always make sure you stay in the spirit. You are a way better dude when you're in the spirit." Now, this was a total stranger who knew nothing about me. She just saw me interacting in a spiritual environment when I was doing a class and preaching. See, I used to do a lot of fasting back in the day. So before I would do a message, I wouldn't do like I do now. I would never do a message without fasting, without really getting in the presence of God. I did a lot of spiritual preparation. And, you know, when I was young, dumb, and stupid, that's good. I mean, it's still good. Don't get it twisted. It's still good. However, I put too much emphasis on, you know, like some kind of workup. Like, I got to work up. See, now I know that I got God 24/7. I could be drunk. Because the Bible says that, you know, why would you lie with the heart and take me there? God don't leave you when you go sin, like some people think. The spirit, again, God's spirit is not with recompense. It's not like in the Old Testament where the spirit came upon you, you did great shizness, and it left. Read Samson. It said the spirit came on him. He slew 1,000 Philistines. Spirit left. Read in the book of Jonah. Read all in the Old Testament. Spirit came. You did great shizness. Spirit left. Well, then the New Testament, the Holy Spirit is with us 24/7, 365. So the Spirit is always there. You can do great shizness all day, every day. You ain't got the, you know, I worked it up. I thought I had to work it up. Now I realize that I do greater works without going through all of the rituals that I had when I was a kid, when I was in my 20s, because I thought that was because, again, remember in Matthew 23, if you don't know what, see, this was me. I was a proselyte. Y'all remember what they do? Those proselytes. Y'all need me to read it again? Matthew 23, how they wash hands. They do all stuff I should do. They want to be seen like they're pious. See, when you fast, you look a little broke down. You know, you look a little hunched over. Face look a little dreary. You look a little hungry. So everybody know, oh, that's a spiritual dude. Ah, look at him. That's a man of God. He's a great man of God. Oh, that's a mighty man of God. Yeah, Jesus ain't into that bullshitness. It's when your left hand don't know what the hell your right hand is doing. That's when the spirit man is being built up. When you're doing stuff for show, when you want everybody to know that you're this great metaphysical guru, yeah, God ain't in that, homie. I mean, the big G. The little G, he'll empower you. But the big G, nah. He don't do that. So spiritual power is not something that you use. Spiritual power is something that use you. An acronym that I coined 20 years ago for spiritual power: prayer, obedience to the word, enthusiasm, and relationships, or a relationship with God. Power, P, prayer. Now, you can say meditation. That's the cool word now. P, prayer. O, obedience. W, the word. E, enthusiasm or empathy. R, relationship. Because none of it happens if you ain't got no relationship. So if you can remember that, how do you get spiritual power? How do you master the spirit realm? Power. You got to pray. Now, you got to pray without ceasing. Now, how do you do that? I taught everybody last night. So if anybody missed the message last night, this is what I do. So right now, as I'm talking, you could be talking to yourself and listening to yourself. While I'm talking, I could be talking. And let me give you an example. So right now, as I'm talking to myself, I'm reading my notes to myself for my show that I'm going to do later on tonight. So I'm reading it to myself while I'm talking to you. I'm looking down on a sheet of paper, and I'm reading to myself, and I'm talking to you, and I'm hearing myself while I'm also hearing the fan blowing over here in the background, and I also can hear, you know, a little noise over here. I can hear stuff with my physical ear, but I'm also hearing something with my spiritual ear. Because, again, remember what we read in Matthew at the beginning of Matthew 13, 14, hearing, they don't hear nothing. Seeing, even though you're seeing, you can't see nothing. So there's a different type of seeing. That's the type of seeing I want. So if I close my eyes, as we talked about last night, if you guys don't believe me, close your eyes. Close your eyes, and I say the word elephant. What do you see? How do you see that elephant? Can you see an elephant? I can close my eyes and see an elephant. I can see an orange. I can see an apple. I can see a tiger. I can see with my eyes closed. How you doing that? That's the spirit realm, bro. You got to do that every day. How often do you do that? How often do you close your eyes and then open them? How often do you close your mouth and start talking? How often do you put your earplugs in and start hearing? How often do you tie your hands up and start touching? How often do you close your nostrils and start smelling? Until you use your 5, 6, 7, actually there's 12. I may have to do that show again. There's 12 spiritual senses that match up with the 12 cranial nerves. How often do you use your 12 senses? Yeah. Until you master those 12, yeah, it's going to be rough for you, bro. We have to learn how to live in the spirit realm, not just go there and visit, because that's where we're going. So you might want to learn so that way when you kick the bucket physically, you're not going to be no baby spiritually. See, that's what you're supposed to be storing up for yourself, treasures in heaven, where rust and moth cannot reach them. So when you die, you got something waiting for you on the other end. See, the Egyptians, that's what they did. Now, they did it a little strange, but they understood the concept. So how much money do you got in your spiritual bank account? Now, you got a lot of money. You got a lot of money in your physical bank, but you can't take that money with you. So how much money do you got in your spiritual bank account? Now, what is spiritual currency? What is heavenly currency? I've got to do that show again. You know what heavenly currency is? Love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Spiritual currency, homie, is the fruit of the spirit. It's fruit. So store up for yourself. So I'm going to ask you the question today. How much love did you send out today? How much joy? How much peace? How much gentleness? How much meekness? See, most of us, we don't really got no big fat spiritual wallets, because we're not using our spiritual currency. So we got skinny spiritual bodies, because we're not using our spiritual muscles. So your spiritual muscles is the same thing that you do with your physical muscles, except your spiritual muscles is currency. It's a current. It's a spirit. It's a ruling disposition. It's a thought form. So how much thought do you give to spiritual things? Now, when you go exercise your physical body, what do? You say, today I'm going to work. Now, when I work out, I do one body part a day. So I go to the gym, and I say, today I'm going to do chest. So I go to the gym, and I do specific exercises to build chest. Then the next day, I'll do back. The next day, I'll do arms, biceps, triceps. The next day, I'll do delts or shoulders. Then the next day, I may do lower back. Next day, I may do quads. Next day, I may do hams or legs. So are you doing that spiritually? Every day, are you working on a spiritual body part? Are you building up your spiritual man? Are you building your spiritual temple? This is the biology of the temple of God. This is how we build, because, again, we're building the spirit, not the body. The body contains the spirit. It's the container. Our job is to master the plasma or the spirit realm, the cosmic realm, the scalar realm, the quantum realm. That is spiritual power. So my brothers and my sisters, I just wanted to drop that little nugget into your lap. This is just an intro. Now, we got to go through all the spiritual body. We got to go through all the spiritual parts. We got to go through all the spiritual weightlifting. We got to get through spiritual diet. What do you eat? Anybody like, what's your spiritual food? Now, everybody should know that's just the word. But, you know, it's like, man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word. So what does your spiritual body consider? Do you got a vibrational variety? Are you just eating one vibration? You got a vibrational diet, brother? You got a vibrational diet, sister? What does your spiritual diet consist of? Yeah. Excuse me. This is a very deep topic. We just scratched the surface of it. In the life optimization chart or class, again, I've just broke this down and got this all together so that way the members of the optimization class will be receiving, again, about 10 books in each area. One deals with spiritual mastery, which is what we talked about today. You'll also be receiving the self-mastery, health mastery, wealth mastery, relationship mastery, residual income mastery, and what I call premium or prime time mastery. That is the ability, again, to do one project that is a big ticket item, which is what I'm doing. So I have this life optimization course that I sell for $5,000. That's the end game. Because, again, you don't have to sell very many of those. But before you get to that, you got to establish residual income. That's why I got 50 books. Why? That's $20 here, there, left, right, and that's residual. Produce it once, get paid for the rest of the life. So this is the life optimization course. This is teaches you how I optimize my life, and I want to help you optimize your life. This was just an introduction to what I teach in the spiritual mastery part of the life optimization 7-part series, which is just broken down of what I did with the Clarinomics, because the Clarinomics wasn't broken down enough. It was just wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. And so there wasn't enough emphasis because the wisdom included self and spirit. And so what I saw was people in the Clarinomics was they didn't put enough. They was mixing the two up. There has to be a different, you got to separate the flesh from the spirit, because flesh and blood cannot enter in the kingdom of God. Now, I talk a lot of flesh stuff. I do a lot of well stuff, working out, but don't get it twisted. As much time as I spend in the gym, I spend three times as much time in the spirit realm. I sit here by myself 8 to 10 hours a day, Saturdays and Sundays included. That spiritual time that I'm building my spirit, man. How much time do you spend by yourself in the spirit, thinking with your mouth closed and your eyes closed, or at least in the dark, or at least where you're not visually stimulated, but you're intellectually stimulated? How much time? But so this life optimization course is the result of 50 plus years. This is my entire life's work inside of this. That's why it costs so much, because my life is valuable. I don't know about y'all. There's a lady posted on Facebook today. I don't know if y'all saw the comment. And some other lady came into my defense, which happens a lot. I don't have to defend myself anymore. So the lady said, "Oh man, Brother Will, your stuff's kind of expensive, homie." I said, "Well, this is my entire life's work. My life is experiences. My life is valuable. I don't know about y'all. My life is valuable. I went through a lot of shit, and I'm just not going to give it away." So, yes, this entire 50 book, 365 hours, 1 year worth of one-on-ones, yeah, it's $5,000. It's a lot of money. But I guarantee you'll be the best $5,000 you ever spent. So, brothers and sisters, man, if you again, it's not if, it's when, because, again, God leads what God provides. All you got to do is make up in your mind that this is something that you believe can assist you. Trust me, God will give you the money. I mean, you already got the money, but God will show you that you already got the money. He does it for me all the time. And if he do it for me, he'll do it for you, because he's not a respecter of persons. So my life optimization course, again, consists of self-mastery, spiritual mastery, health mastery, wealth mastery, relationship mastery, residual income mastery. That's an important step. A lot of people leave out, because you got to have something that comes in automatically in case you get sick. Remember, I was down for 2 weeks. Thankfully, I had my residual income kicking. Then you need to have, again, something that is the big ticket item that allows you to take care of your family and allows you to be a blessing for other people. And that, my brothers and sisters, is how you optimize your life. And I'm here to assist you with doing it. Email me at masterteacher33.com at gmail.com for more information. So, brothers and sisters, I love you, appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming.